welcome to Nintendo Seconds, home of the LP Tiger. Today is Wednesday, June the 20th, 2018, and here's the daily. Octopath Traveler has no DLC planned because it is a complete game. That's what producer Masashi Takahashi said regarding the game in an interview with Dengeki Online. Some strong words there, especially when most games have planned DLC or think about creating DLC based on the success. Remember back when DLC wasn't a necessity? But it's a great option to have when the people want more content. You can download the new demo on the Switch eShop, which you can play up to 3 hours in-game, and save your progress to the full game, which releases on July 13th. Additional stages have been unveiled for the upcoming Captain Toad on 3DS and Switch based on Super Mario Odyssey. A recent Japanese trailer showed stages based off of New Donk City, Cascade Kingdom, Sand Kingdom, and Luncheon Kingdom. The added levels will be a great bonus for those who have already played the game on the Wii U. Also, if you plan on getting the 3DS version, both top and bottom screens will show the same image, but there will still be touchscreen controls available for certain actions. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker will be available on July 13th for both 3DS and the Switch. The former head of Sony Online Entertainment, John Smedley, recently threw in his 2 cents regarding PlayStation's block of Fortnite crossplay. Responding to Greg Miller's rant on Twitter, he said, quote, "If we keep the pressure up, this problem goes away," unquote. He also said in another tweet, which was later deleted, quote, "By the way, when I was at Sony, the stated reason internally for this was money. They didn't like someone buying something on an Xbox and it being used on a PlayStation. Simple as that. Dumb reason, but there it is," unquote. Understandable why it was deleted, because those were some pretty strong words. But if you don't like Sony's stance, like he said, keep speaking up about it, and maybe we can have a happy and open gaming world where everyone can play with everyone else. We got some new release date announcements here. If you don't have a Switch but have an itch to play Pokemon Quest on your mobile device, the pre-registration pages are open on Android and Apple devices and is expected to release on June the 28th. Also, the dark puzzle platformers Limbo and Inside, developed by Playdead, have been announced for the Switch and will be released worldwide on June the 28th as well. Finally, Valkyria Chronicles 4, the strategic RPG from Sega, will be released on September the 25th. There will be special launch editions available, as well as a $100 special edition that comes with an art book, replica tank statue, and a download code for add-on side missions. Let's talk new games for this week. There's a total of 17 games releasing, and here's a few highlights. First, we have Poda, spelled P-O-D-E, which is a co-op puzzle exploration game about a rock and a fallen star working together to solve ancient puzzles inspired by Norwegian art and culture. It's a charming little game highlighted on the Nindies Showcase this year and releases tomorrow on the Switch for $24.99. There's also MuSynx, a rhythm game from PM Studios, the makers of DJ Max, Voez, and Super Beat Sonic. Hit the buttons to the beat of over 90 songs in the current library, and songs will continue to be rolled out in future updates for free. It's out in retail stores and on the Switch eShop currently for $26.99. A quick shout for Gunbird 2, one of my favorite vertical shoot-em-up games from the Dreamcast. It's out tomorrow on the Switch eShop digitally for $7.99. And finally, the long wait for Mario Tennis Aces is almost over, as the game will be releasing this Friday, June the 22nd. For more information on all the other releases, you can check out the eShop or visit nintendo.com/games. And that's all for today. I still have an interview from E3 to post from one of the creators of Killer Queen Black, as well as an episode recapping my E3 experience. Look out for those really soon. If you enjoy what you heard, please feel free to favorite this podcast on the Anchor app. Thanks to Eric Oldenburg and Cooking with Horns and Ska for recently favoriting. Also, if you have any feedback or suggestions for me, please feel free to send me a voice message on the Anchor app or send me a tweety tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.